don't need a special reason or a special occasion to shop at Reed's Jewelers. Simply put, anytime you step into Reed's, the award-winning staff will be sure you leave with a smile and what you came for. From diamonds for her to watches for him, Reed's has it. And to help you with your purchase, ask the Reed's team about their extended payment plans. Jewelry is about relationships that last a lifetime with your loved one and with your jeweler. Reed's Jewelers, online at Reed's.com in Haywood Mall next to Belk.
I scream, you scream, let's all scream for Clemson University's new ice cream. Clemson's best gourmet ice cream, made with milk, fruits, and nuts, grown right here in South Carolina. Look for the certified SC label, a symbol of fresh food from local farms. Sold by the pint in homemade vanilla, strawberry shortcake, peaches and cream, and caramel butter pecan. Clemson's best gourmet ice cream in four delicious flavors and the favorite ice cream of the Clemson Tigers. For the official scoop, visit clemsonsbest.com.
Hi, this is Terry Wyatt of Ag South Farm Credit.
This is Christy Ross of Ag South Mortgages.
If you need financing for land, livestock, equipment, construction, both home and farm, or everything out in the country, give me a call.
If you're purchasing or refinancing a home on land or in a subdivision, let me design a loan that fits your needs.
The team at Ag South has been servicing the upstate rural communities for nearly 100 years.
We have the experience and products to fulfill your needs.
Call us at 226-8507.
Or visit us on the web at agsouthfc.com.
An equal opportunity lender.
With the Capital One Quicksilver card, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere. It's easy. That's just the way I like it.
Oh, that's the way, I like it, That's the way, I like it,
Woo! The Quicksilver card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
That's the way,
Capital One Bank, USANA.
Doesn't miss a thing, you got it to come strong. If you come at all, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine, tell you what I got. Road rage, nothing you can do. You're gonna get into road rage, road rage, road rage.
Walt Diptula Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Obviously, there's some people on hold. We're going to get to you as soon as possible. I've just made contact with Matt Connolly, and Matt's going to join us. I'm hoping that he gets in here in the next minute or so to discuss. In fact, this may be him right now. So I'm going to ask you to be patient on the phone lines. We won't keep Matt long. I just wanted to get in with him on the article that he wrote for the state. Again, this went to press, was published at 4:23 this afternoon, and it's a fascinating article that seemingly came out of nowhere. I wasn't privy to this. I didn't hear any of it, and this is the first I learned of it live on air, and we have Matt with us. So Noles fan, Clemson dad, et cetera, just hang on in there for a few minutes. We're going to talk to Matt here. Matt, how are you, Matt?
I'm doing great. How's it going?
Good. I really appreciate you joining me on such short notice. So, Matt, I'm here conducting my everyday business in the middle of the show, and up pops your piece in the state with the headline of one Clemson quarterback, quote, clearly was the better quarterback this spring, quoting Cleland Farrell. These are not the type of comments you expect from Clemson players into the inside of a program, or maybe from any players. Already had one texter suggest that Dabo now wishes that Cleveland had left for the NFL. So what? Explain where this, how this occurred, Matt. What was the setting? Was this in response to a question that you posed to him, that somebody else posed to him? Did he just go off on his own? How did this happen?
So we were just sitting at the table in the breakout rooms, and I just asked, obviously there was a lot of hype around Trevor after his performance in the spring game. So I just asked Cleveland kind of how Kelly was dealing with that and how he was handling so much attention being put on Trevor. And he said, he's handling it well, that people made so much about the spring game. But really, in his opinion, he felt like Kelly was the better quarterback throughout the spring by a good bit, just because Trevor came in, was a freshman, had a lot to learn. He said, there were a lot of struggles he had that people didn't see, and so he really felt like overall Kelly was the better quarterback, and it wasn't really that close.
And he seemed to sort of keep expounding. Did you then ask him a follow-up? Did it lead to him making additional comments? Because, these quotes from him are fairly lengthy, and again, right, he kept adding to the things he said. I mean, even at the end of this piece, if I go all the way down to the end, he said, better than anybody, I really couldn't have seen handle it. I could have seen handle it. He handled it all of last year with everybody talking about how he's going to step into the Deshaun role and stuff like that. He knows at heart he had a good spring. He's always in good spirits. That's just who Kelly is. He understands the playing quarterback here. That's a lot that comes with it, good and bad.
Yeah, and he also said, the whole team is behind him. That,
right,
he's a veteran guy. He said he was one of the leaders on the team all summer, as far as leading the workouts and kind of the skills and drills and all that kind of stuff that they do in the summer. So, he said, unless the coaching staff comes out and tells them differently, that Kelly's the guy, and he's the guy that the team's behind right now.
Well, again, this isn't surprising, really, because, you have a veteran team now, and you have a lot of guys who came back, especially this defensive line, who came back in unison for a chance to, maybe win another national title, certainly win an ACC title. And I would imagine those players really would favor the experienced leader, the guy that they went to battle with week after week last year. So I don't think what he said is surprising in terms of its content. I think it's only surprising, right, in terms of the fact that he said it.
Yeah, I think that this is kind of how most of us probably thought that the veteran guys on the team felt. These are guys that, they played alongside, that he led to the college football playoff. He's a little older than Cleveland, but some of these guys he came in with, and he's been around the program with these guys for a long time. And so, it's not really a surprise that that's kind of the guy that they wouldn't mind going back to battle again with after everything they went through last year. I thought it was interesting. Dabo said at the media golf outing the other day that he's rooting for Kelly, that he would like to see Kelly win the job with everything that he's been through and kind of the career path that he's gone down, maybe coming in as an underdog and battling and getting to the point where he was ready to go lead a team to the playoffs. So, I think it's still going to be, no matter if Dabo is rooting for Kelly, if Cleveland maybe and some of the veteran guys are rooting for Kelly, I don't think that part's really surprising, but it's still going to have to come down to who gives them the best chance to win. And I still think if it ends up at the end of the fall camp and kind of going into the year, if they feel like Trevor gives them the best chance to win, then they still won't hesitate to play him.
Well, I agree with that. But again, there's a difference between talent and being the best quarterback. No one debates that, right, Trevor Lawrence is the best talent. He's clearly the best talent. But the question is he the best quarterback? And at least through the spring, you have one player who saw it all play out who doesn't think so, who thinks that Kelly Bryant was the best quarterback. And that's not surprising to me. He just to take it to a different sport, Kentucky and Duke can have all the young, talented players they want. It still takes, right, time to develop into the player that they'll eventually be. And even with guys like Higgins and Etienne, you saw that here a year ago.
Yeah, and I'll just add, you know, Ramon Robinson, Kelly's quarterback coach that he's really close to. We caught up with him early this summer. He kind of said the same thing. I mean, he said, you know, we were really, really pleased, and the coaching staff was really, really pleased with the spring that Kelly had. You know, they really thought that he did a nice job throughout the 15 spring practices. And, you know, we all saw how he played in the spring game and the struggles he had. He clearly didn't look like the best quarterback that day. But, again, that's just one day. I mean, Kelly was really bad in last year's spring game as well.
Every spring game.
I remember
game.
Watching that and thinking, right, I mean, you know, I thought there's no way this guy's going to lead Clemson to the playoff if he plays anywhere near this bad. And then you saw what he did when the lights came on and he really was counted on. He made the plays all year.
Well, and you know, and that's the thing. I mean, it's like people forget the whole season that they witnessed and are talking about a stupid spring game where you're not live. I mean, you weren't live at all this year. Last year, you were quasi-live. I don't think it was truly live in my estimation because I thought there were 10 or 12 zone read situations where in a live game, Bryant would have pulled the ball and ran. So when you take away his legs, you're limiting who he is. You're functionally changing who Kelly Bryant is because you're taking away a big part of who he is and his confidence in his overall game. So I don't think spring games are his best setting, but we warned about this in advance, just what you said. It's just a snapshot of the moment. It's one glorified practice, but you weren't there for the rest of them, and so you don't know what happened in the rest of them. In one of those earlier scrimmages, Bryant allegedly threw four touchdown passes.
Right. Yeah, and going back to not being able to use his legs, you know, when he was banged up against Syracuse, he wasn't able to run that first half, even before he went out with an injury. He just didn't look like the same player at all. You know, the Syracuse defense, which was frankly really, really bad last year, slowed Clemson down that first half, even with Kelly in the game before he left. So, I mean, that's a huge part of his game. That's a huge part of what makes him dangerous. I mean, he's a big guy. He's a physical runner. He's a lot like Deshaun and even bigger that, you know, when it's third and three, third and four, he can run it up through the middle and he's going to get the first down for you. And that's huge. You know, when you get into the playoff, when you get into these big games, these primetime showdowns, to have a guy that's been out there, done that, and, you know, has that physical ability to go out and do that kind of stuff.
Do you remember another instance where, for example, a Clemson player in a conversation that you had at a previous ACC media event, gave you this type of insight, scoop, the kind of thing that you just don't normally get? I mean, players, I mean, I think they're pretty much trained not to be that forthcoming.
Yeah, not really. You know, Mitch was pretty noncommittal when he was asked, you know, what he thought of the quarterback situation, which I think is kind of what we all expected and probably what we expected from Cleveland as well. Last year with Tyrone Crowder and Christian, neither of those guys were overly, you know, Christian was great to talk with. He was great to deal with. But as far as going out and maybe giving some information that would surprise you, that kind of stuff, you know, like you said, it typically doesn't happen. So, yeah, I mean, that was certainly a surprise that he was, maybe not that he came out and said that, he's on Kelly's side, but that he was so opinionated and felt so strongly about it.
Man, you probably couldn't wait to get this thing posted. When it popped up, I was like, man, this is something you don't normally see. Well, that's a great job, Matt. And was there anything else of interest? Anything else, either speaking of Clemson players or anyone else, that caught your attention?
Yeah, I mean, Bobby Petrino saying that Louisville's offense is going to be better without Lamar Jackson, that certainly caught my attention today. You know, I'm not really sure how that's possible. I don't even know that he necessarily believes that. But he said it, so that was interesting. Cleveland talking about some of these young defensive linemen. He said he really feels like Xavier and KJ are going to be big parts of this defense this year. And those guys had great springs and great summers. He said KJ, you know, he looks like a totally different person. I wasn't sure that he was going to be ready as small as he was after seeing him at the Shrine Bowl to come in and help this year. But I think the coach's staff said this week he's up to around 250 now, and Cleveland said he looks like a totally different person. So those were a few things that kind of caught my eye.
Well, it's a great job, Matt, and I appreciate you taking the time to join me on short notice. I just, when the article popped up, I wanted a chance to speak to you about it. So thank you very much for taking the time to call us and jump on in here for a minute.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
What else do you have going on there, Matt? What else do you have going on at the state? What else do you have going on?
Well, we've got plenty of coverage from here. We talked to a lot of Florida State, or a few Florida State guys about going up against Clemson. I talked to several coaches about their reaction to learning that Clemson's defensive line was coming back. Mark Riggs said he thought they must just really like the slide.
Yeah.
A little bit of a shot there. He said it was one of the best. Yeah, a little bit. He said it laughing. He said it's one of the better defensive lines, if not the best, that he's ever seen. And he's obviously been around this game a long time. Steve Adazio said he was thinking, oh, no, that was his first response. So, a few stories on that kind of stuff coming up here in the next few days.
Did Florida State, in any of the conversations, this is the last thing, in any of the conversations he had with any of the Florida State representatives, was there any talk about their offensive line?
No, not that I heard. I talked with Cam Akers for a little bit, and he really likes what's going on under Willie Taggart. He said that just almost immediately he felt like people bought in, that they're kind of on board with everything. And, you know, that's obviously what most players are going to say after a new coach comes in.
Yeah.
But, you know, he feels good about where they are offensively. He said he went back and watched film from Oregon and USF and kind of tried to get an idea of how he might be used this year. So he feels good about, you know, the direction they're headed under Willie. And I think, I don't know that it'll be this year, but I think Florida State, the way they're going to recruit under him, is going to have a lot of success here over the next few years.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I think in the immediate, they have issues. And I don't think there's any magic wand.
No,
you know, I wrote on Twitter this morning, you know, I saw Cam Akers squatted 585. I said, I get that Cam Akers squatted 585. I said, the problem is that his offensive linemen squat 85.
You may be right.
So until they fix
that offensive line is really struggling.
Right. Until they fix that, it doesn't matter who their quarterback is or anything else. And I just don't think he can fix that overnight. But I do think he's going to be a force to be reckoned with in the near future. That's a great job, Matt. Congratulations on that scoop. Very good.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Matt. Matt Connelly from the state jumping on board to discuss the article that he went with at 4:23 today on the state newspaper, in case you missed it. And I'm coming to you, Noles fan, and Clemson dad, and Elliot. I'm coming to all you guys. An article entitled, One Clemson Quarterback, quote, clearly was the better quarterback this spring, Cleland Farrell says. And Cleland goes on at some length explaining why Kelly Bryant was clearly the better quarterback in the spring. And, you know, again, that's one player. Maybe other players saw it differently. That at some level. All right, I think we're back. It was a faux weather interruption.
It made the noise.
It was a fake. It was a fake weather interruption. All right, here's what we're going to do then. I'm going to take a quick break. I actually lost a couple of people. You can get in. But when we get back, I'll come to Noles fan and Elliot in that order. You two guys will be up as soon as we return. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. One Clemson player, Cleland Farrell, in speaking with Matt Connelly and others at the ACC media event, said that clearly the best quarterback in the spring was Kelly Bryant. Your thoughts and more when we get back.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Fort Knox Climate Storage of SC, now offering online rentals. No need to visit the office. Fort Knox makes storage easy, offering 24/7 digital video monitoring, fenced property, security lighting, and climate control. Located across from the Michelin plant in Sandy Springs, their plans offer options to fit every need and budget. Military discounts available. Rent your unit online today at FortKnoxClimateStorage.com or call 502-0099. Fort Knox Storage, where top-notch security is the standard.
Hey folks, Quok here to tell you about the best shave on the market with Harry's. I love my Harry's shave every single time. It's the smoothest, most comfortable shave you could possibly imagine. And for a limited time only, they've got a special deal. New customers can save big on a Harry's shave set with OOP5 at Harry's.com. Get a 5-blade razor, the weighted handle, the shave gel with travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. Now you might be thinking, why Harry's? What's the big deal? Well, their founders are tired of paying up for razors, overpriced and overdesigned, so they've offered a simpler option that gives you a quality shave at a fair price. Just $2 for replacement cartridges, less than half the price of the leading competition. They've got 100% quality guarantee. There's no subscription required, and they're now available in Walmart and Target. That's right. They've gone to stores near you. For a limited time only, get that shave set. $5 off with the code OOB5 at Harry's.com. That's just $3. That's all it takes to get started. $3 plus free shipping when you use the code OOB5 at Harry's.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched. Go to Harry's.com today. Don't forget that code OOB5.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Thursday's Burger and a Brew. Any one of our delicious burgers and domestic beer for $10. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calvin Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Nothing is more frustrating than having a garage door with a mind of its own. Doesn't always go up, won't come down, stops in the middle, and you have to limbo in or out. Not fun. Wayne's Overhead Garage Door is here to rescue you. Wayne's has been handling overhead garage door problems since 1975. More than 40 years of sales and service. That shows you they know what they're doing and they put the customer first. Dependable, on time, and professional. Call Wayne's Overhead Door at 226-9096.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Tula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Word. You know, Ramona, this has been an amazing 2.5 hours because we've covered all sorts of things, but we have not yet got to the meat and potatoes of what I even planned on talking about today. I mean, my plan was to go back to Dabo Sweeney's golf outing and digest and discuss more of that. And then to get to one key question for every ACC team.
Oh, that.
And we still have Team 37. And we've not even broached any of those topics as yet. Because
true.
We've been so swamped and the lines are packed now. And in part, thanks to Matt Connolly's article, late-breaking article, in which he quotes Cleland Farrell at length, expounding upon the fact that Kelly Bryant was clearly the better of the two quarterbacks in the spring, right to the end of the spring. And by the way, for the people who are writing me, I don't know if it's one person or two people. If you're writing me like Donnie is, the Farrell comment sounds like the DeAndre Hopkins comment about the Texas quarterback situation. We know how that turned out. It doesn't. There's no comparison there at all. None. You have a proven starter who led you to the playoff and did so with inferior skill position talent. If you want to compare Kelly Bryant to that scrub Savage, I think that's disgraceful. I don't really think that's your intent, Donnie, or any of the other people are writing me that, but stop writing me that. Because I think that's insulting to Kelly Bryant. If we're to compare Kelly Bryant to Tom Savage, I think that's freaking insulting. This guy led you to the college football playoff with limited skill position weapons. So let's not do that, all right? I don't think any of you meant that with bad intention, but I think you need to rethink what you wrote. So if there's a couple of you, three of you, however many are writing that, that's the wrong direction to be going in. Here's the right direction. This is pretty simple, and it's what I said to Matt. This is not surprising. The Clemson defensive front returned in unison because they think they have a chance to win a national championship. What quarterback did they play with all year? They played with Kelly Bryant. He is their guy. It's a veteran team. He's their guy. This shouldn't surprise anyone. Again, there is a difference between talent and being the best quarterback. Trevor Lawrence is the best talent, but he is not yet the best quarterback. I'm coming to you on the Jam phone lines. One second. Before I do, let me tell you about Harry's. Look, let me tell you what I love most about Harry's. I love the closeness of the shave. The flexible hinge just glides right across the contours of your face. There are never any cuts. There are never any burns. There's never any of that with the Harry's shave. And then the eucalyptus shave cream is thick, luxurious, makes you feel alive. For a limited time only, new customers can save big on a Harry's shave set with me at harrys.com. You get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. Harry's founders were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. They knew a great shave didn't come from gimmicks like lighted razors, vibrating heads, flex balls, handles that look like spaceships, tactics the leading brand has used to raise prices for years. They offered a simpler, better option. They bought the German factory that made the best steel and ground the steel into sharp, durable blades. They offered you the best guarantee in the industry. They gave it to you. They gave you replacement cartridges for $2 each, less than half the price of Gillette Fusion Pro Shield. This is Harry's. They knew there was a better way. They found it. And now you can benefit. For a limited time only, Harry's is a special offer for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with code WALT at harrys.com. That means you get a starter set that comes with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code WALT at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched. Go to harrys.com today. Use code WALT at checkout to claim your offer. Just think about this. For the people who are worried about team unity and division, you have a veteran team that went to the playoff last year led by a then and now veteran quarterback. Do you think it's odd that those players believe in that guy and that they want him to be the guy to lead them? I don't think it's odd. I think that the way Cleveland Farrell feels is probably the way most of those veteran players feels. It's probably the way most of them feel. But I guess we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. Let's get to the Northland Communication phone lines. It's packed. Texas says, coaches make decisions on starting quarterbacks, not players. Play the best quarterback. Well, you know, at one point, Cole Stout played ahead of Deshaun Watson. Look. They're going to play the best quarterback. And the best quarterback right now is Kelly Bryant. Now, maybe in time that'll change, but he's the guy. He's the guy. To the Northland Communication phone lines, Knowles fan.
Walt.
How are you, Knowles fan?
Man, I was doing good until you had to kick us Knowles fans right in the teeth and remind us about that offensive line last year, man. Yeah, well, I was all pumped up, ACC media days, and then I have to read that tweet you wrote.
Well,
and
you know, look, I'm sure Alec Eberle
can remind me the truth.
I'm sure Alec Eberle can squat a ton, but the fact is he's still not very athletic. And
would you be shocked if I told you Akers got over 1,000 yards last year behind that offensive line?
No, because Akers is a freak. I love Akers.
That's one of my positives. See,
I would word it differently. I would say that Akers ran for 1,000 yards despite that offensive line.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, I want to talk to you a little bit about that offensive line. We talked some about it, but don't you think we're going to be a little improved with the new offense, you said? But even with Coach Frey coming in and doing little things that Trickett maybe didn't do with the offensive line, because if I'm not mistaken, the recruiting class, the talent was there. I mean, we've recruited decent on the O-line the past couple years. I mean, we're talking 4 or 5-star guys on that offensive line, but they just never panned out, never shaped out. So do you – I mean, like I think we've talked about this once or twice before, but don't you think with, like, Coach Frey coming in, do you think he can get more out of that talent? Because I think you made a comment saying maybe it's not as talented, but – I don't know if it's the talent, if it was the coaching last year, if it was just too complex them.
Look, this is what we do, all right? And I don't mean you. I mean all fans do this. If we look at our team and we failed in one area, we have two choices. One, we can believe in the talent, or two, we can criticize the coach. And it's easier to criticize the coach because the alternative is to say the talent's not any good. And so everybody's going to opt to blame the existing or the prior coach, because then you have a way to excuse it away and still hope for the future. I would suggest to you that it's always been talent. If you want to tell me that you didn't believe in Rick Trickett, in Trickett, that's fine. I mean, I don't think he performed very well there.
Was it Trickett or was it Jimbo? Well, that's my question. Was Jimbo's offense was it more Jimbo than it was Trickett with all of his complex offense and his pro-style offense? And, I mean, did he make it too hard for him to just actually line up and block the guy in front of him?
Well, look,
did they make
here's
it too
the
hard
issue.
For him to do that?
Here's the issue. When Alec Eberle, for example, was in high school, I said to you, I can't understand why Florida State is recruiting this guy. He's not athletic enough to play for Florida State. And then after he assumed the center position eventually, in several nationally televised games, commentators like Herb Street criticized Eberle routinely and almost viciously for his total ineptitude, which I told you about when he was in high school. Alec Eberle has gotten bigger, stronger, and he knows the offense better. He's better from a technique standpoint, but he's still not athletic. And he's the center, he's the focal point of your offensive line. And the problem is that offensive line as a whole wasn't very athletic. And the most athletic guy, Rick Leonard, is now playing for the Saints. He was the most athletic guy on that group. So to me,
and he came from the defensive side. That's the funny part. He came from the defensive end side. And they transferred him over. Yeah.
Exactly. So when I look at that group, I think there's a talent deficiency. I don't think they're good enough. I don't care what their stars were when they came out. And so to me, it's going to take more than just a new coach to fix them. I think it's going to
take... So you don't think like a Landon Dickerson or a Bozzanelli or something like that, you just don't think they have enough talent to play on that line?
No, there's some talent there, but I don't think there's enough. I think you need to improve the talent in that area, and I don't think there's a magic wand fix to it. I do think...
Is Eberle the weakest link on that line? Let me ask you that. Do you think Eberle will be the weakest link like he has been last year? Do you think he'll be the weakest link on the line this year?
I still think he's a problem. He's not... He's better than he was for the reasons I already indicated, but athletically, he's still not what I envision a center to be. He's just, you know, he's not going to be a guy who can get to the second level. He doesn't have that type of athleticism. And again,
he
I saw that in high school.
First step, in my opinion. He gets beat a lot.
His lateral quickness is not there. You know, again, he's bigger, stronger, but he's not better. He's not better athletically. And so, you know, people keep voting for him for all ACC, which is astonishing to me. But I think that line is going to take some time. Now, I think Taggart's brand and scheme of offense will help to a degree. I think that'll help, but it can't fix it totally.
Where do you see that offensive line this year compared to last year? Because if I'm not mistaken, another great thing that came out today, I think Francois will be 100% at the beginning of the year. So I think that's a good thing for us Noles fans to look up to. Not that James Blackman did a horrible job, but I believe, like you said, Francois is just a little more talented at the quarterback position. So with Francois coming back and you got Cam Akers back there, I mean, if that offensive line can just somewhat improve from last year, I mean, don't you think we could just be a little better football team this year?
Yeah, look, I think maybe, but the problem is your schedule's more difficult. So you may be slightly improved, and it may not show up. Look, here's what I think. I think Willie Taggart, over the next 3 to 4 years, is going to bring Florida State back to the level that you want to be. I just don't think it's going to happen this year. I just think it's asking too much. The truth about your team is you weren't very good last year, and you lost some key parts as well. But, you know, just overall, you weren't very good. Now, I will say this. I thought Kelly Gramlich made a really interesting point today from ACC Media Days. And she said, and it was just sort of offhanded. It was just sort of something that came to her suddenly. You could tell it was just an instant reaction. She said, you know, it occurs to me, Kwok, that you look at the two Florida State players and they're dressed in suits. They're dressed sharply. They're dressed like they're here for business. She said a year ago, the Florida State players showed up in flip-flops and shorts and you know, and you could tell. She was basically saying they sort of look like bums. And I think that matters. I think Kelly hit on something. I think already you're seeing that under Willie Taggart, there's going to be a different type of discipline at Florida State than perhaps there was under Jimbo Fisher, or maybe the signs of the way the Florida State players were dressed a year ago was a sign that things had already slipped away from Jimbo Fisher before the year even began. And based on the results of the season, you would have to say there's something to that.
I definitely think that's what Florida State needs. I mean, especially after the Jameis Winston thing and multiple other things. But I'll leave you with this. I think the players are buying in. So I just want to say, if the players are buying in and their attitudes are changing, I just think this Florida State team can be improved. I'm saying about 8 wins this season. I'm not trying to be crazy.
I'll buy 8 wins.
I think about 8 or 9 wins, Walt, where I'm at with this team. I think we might win a game we shouldn't, and I think we might lose a couple games we shouldn't either.
Yep.
So I'm thinking about an 8 or 9 win football season. So thank you so much, Walt.
That's a good job. That's fair. I say 7 or 8, but I mean, that's in the same ballpark. I think Taggart's going to make a difference, and I think in the next few years, Florida State will rise again and will compete with Clemson on an annual basis. But I don't think you can do it overnight. Dabo Swinney didn't do it overnight. I don't think Willie Taggart can do it overnight. I think it takes a little time. I mean, you know, again, this is a team that lost by 30 points to Boston College. Let me tell you about Aquapool Care. Elliot, Clemson dad, Jimmy, I'm coming to all of you. Don't go anywhere. Aquapool Care, family owned by Richard Bishop, over 35 years in the biz. Grandfather and father built pools. He personally goes on every project. He knows the pitfalls you may encounter. He knows what to expect during construction. You've been thinking about an in-ground pool. Now's the time to call Aquapool Care. Richard and his wife, Tracy, take all the guesswork out of it. They offer 3D CAD technology. You can actually see your pool come to life before your eyes. You can make any additions, subtractions, anything you want to do. They also do pool maintenance, so you can just kick back and enjoy. Maybe just need a new liner installed. Aquapool Care can do that quickly and affordably. And Aquapool Care is the warranty center for Hayward, Pentair, and Polaris products. And once your beautiful pool is built, Aquapool Care will always be there to answer any questions you have. If you've had some negative experiences with other businesses in this industry that don't return your calls, Aquapool Care returns all your calls. They want to help you and make sure you're happy. 508-1885, 508-1885, or check out their great reviews online, aquapoolcarellc.com, or stop by the store, 1037 Whitehall Road in Anderson. Grab some chemicals or whatever pool accessory you need. Elliot, Clemson dad, Jimmy, I'm coming to all of you as soon as we get back. Walt Tepetula, Road Rage.
Hey, Clemson football fans, this is Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, reminding you that six-game football ticket packages are now on sale. The package includes games against Furman, Georgia Southern, Syracuse, NC State, Louisville, and Duke, and is available for only $299. This is your only way to guarantee tickets to all six of these games. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Death Valley this fall.
Long Heating and Air Conditioning wants you to take advantage of their great summer specials. Right now, buy a Train or Armstrong air conditioner and coil for just $3,500. Get 20% off any repair, and when you sign up for cooling maintenance, you'll receive the heating maintenance for free this winter. Three great reasons to contact Long Heating and Air. Call 213-9899. That's 213-9899 or online at longheatingandair.com.
Countdown is on. 44 days till Clemson football.
Lango shotgun takes a snap. Looks down the field. Going to go long. Looking for Higgins. Has it at the South Carolina 20. He'll carry it inside the 15. And then fights his way forward close to the 10.
On the flagship station for Clemson athletics, we are WCCP 105.5. The Roar.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like select wine on Wednesday for $10, $15, and $20. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
The Surgery Center at Pelham is a fresh approach to the outpatient surgery experience. First of all, we're a smaller facility, so we really are a true team where we make decisions together as a team to care for our patients the absolute best way possible. We are the ones that are successfully performing the total knee and hip replacements as outpatient surgery here in the Upstate. At the Surgery Center at Pelham, our team of medical professionals are with you every step of the way, from the time you enter our doors that morning to the time you walk out of our facility that afternoon. I'm Kathy Witham, one of the clinical directors at the Surgery Center at Pelham, and I want to personally invite you to come see us and take a tour of our surgery center. Meet our wonderful staff and allow us to answer any questions you might have about total knee or total hip replacement surgery. We're just different from everybody else. You'll be impressed. The Surgery Center at Pelham, where we're doing amazing things to improve your surgical experience.
It's auction time again. Johnny King Auctioneers returns to the Upper State Fairgrounds behind the Greenville Pickens Speedway on Saturday, July 28th at 8:30 a.m., selling farm and construction equipment, vehicles, tools, and much more. Anybody can buy or sell. If you wish to sell, call 554-0929. Visit jkauctions.com for all auction info, bid live or online from anywhere you have a connection. That's Johnny King Auctioneers, bringing buyers and sellers together at the Upper State Fairgrounds behind the Greenville Pickens Speedway on Saturday, July 28th. Go Tigers!
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Out here in the fields, I fought for my meals. I get my back into my living.
Walt Zepsula Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Ronan, this is one of the funniest texts ever.
What's that?
Chad writes, one thing Everly has going for him is field presence. When he whiffs on a block, he knows to look at the ground for the ball as his quarterback gets his head planted. I'm sorry, there's something very true to that. I'm coming to you on the Northland Communication phone lines right now. But, you know, Rona, I have a sort of a science question for you.
Okay.
Do you know what happens when you leave, when you forget and leave a styro full of chicken, cooked chicken, in the back of your new Jeep that you put in your garage? That you put in your garage for 5 days and forgot about?
Oh, God, is it like...
Do you know what...
Do you know what happens? Bugs and stuff all over the chicken.
It's too much of a disaster to even explain. But I actually had to buy an ozone machine.
What's an ozone machine?
So you don't want to breathe the crap. It puts out O3 molecules. It's basically a toxin. I had to buy an ozone machine to run it in it to get the smell out after I cleaned it out.
God.
And I'm not even there yet. I mean, I've run it twice. Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. This is the
It's a public service announcement. It's a PSA.
Well.
Never leave a styro full of chicken on the floor of the back seat of your vehicle.
So, wait a minute.
In 90 degree weather for 5 days.
How come it took you 5 days? How come you didn't like notice it when you walked in the house and there was no chicken in your hand?
I just forgot about it.
You bought chicken to eat and then you walked in the house and forgot that you bought chicken to
right.
eat?
Well, it was at night and okay. it was late at night. And what I did is I walked in the house. Here's what happened. I walked in the house and it was lightning. So I went inside and I really wasn't hungry at that point. So I just forgot and I thought, well, I'm not going to eat it now. I'll just get it in the morning. And then, of course, you know, the morning came and I prepared for the show.
So,
and,
okay, wait a minute. Texas made the decision.
Texas is take it crabbing. That's just wrong.
So you got in the house and you said, I don't feel like eating the chicken now. I'll just eat it in the morning.
Yeah, the vehicle was locked up in the garage. So I figured I'd just go get it in the morning. I wasn't going to eat it in the morning. I just wasn't going to eat it at all.
So you actually thought it was a good idea to even leave it in there overnight.
Well, I just thought I'd get it in the morning. Oh, it was God. Night. I didn't think anything was going to happen to it. I just decided I didn't want it.
And you did.
Did I lose Elliot? Where's Elliot? Is that Elliot?
I don't know. Maybe he left
find out if that's Elliot on line one.
Go check to see what it looks like.
Yeah. Find out. You don't want to know what it looked like. Trust me.
You don't have to tell me to know. I know what happens to meat when you leave it out.
You have no idea.
And everybody else does too.
Yeah. Okay. I thought it would stank a little. You know, I thought there'd be some stank, but I had no frigging idea.
It turns into a dead something.
I had no idea.
Oh.
None. Is that Elliot on line one?
I'm trying to
see. We'll find out. Jesus. If you missed it earlier, oh no. Oh no. Oh no, no. Texter 933. I am not reading that. I am not.
And you make fun of me.
I am not reading that text. Did you see the text? Did you see text 933, Ramon?
No. Is it something I don't want to see or talk about? Because I already know what happens to meat when you leave it out. So I don't need to look at anything. I knew that.
Is there some other language I need to ask you about Elliot on line one about?
No, it is
Elliot. Okay, let's get to Elliot and then Clemson.
I'm sorry. As smart as you are. Oh,
Elliot.
My gosh.
What's going on, Deptula?
How you doing, Elliot? I appreciate you getting in.
I appreciate you taking my call. I wanted to weigh in on the Kelly Bryant situation.
Yeah.
You said many times that he had to follow the guy Deshaun Watson was less than the guy had. And I think that's a very fair point that a lot of people don't think about. Here's something that it really chaps me when people call in or I have conversations with people as well, and they say, well, I don't know if he can beat Alabama. What? Nobody said that in 2015 after Clemson lost the national championship game to Alabama. Nobody was screaming for anybody to replace Deshaun Watson, you know? And I just don't understand why there's such an underappreciation for last season. Like, last season was some kind of failure or something. I remember a time not that long ago, probably like 2005, 2007, that was the BCS era, so no playoff, but let's say we finished the season ranked number three in one of the good bowls, and Kelly Bryant was the quarterback. He'd be heralded. He'd be remembered as one of the greatest to ever come through Clemson. But we won the national championship the year before, so...
Yeah, that is actually a great point, Elliot. So basically what you're saying is that to an extent, Clemson Nation is spoiled.
Yeah, like we won one national two, but and now, well, we didn't win the national championship this year. Yeah, we won it last year for the first time since 1981. It might be a while, guys, you know? And to put all that on Kelly Bryant's shoulders, I just think it's misplaced. We had a great season last year, and Kelly's a great quarterback.
I agree with every word you just said. I had no reason to interrupt anything you said, Elliot. I agree with every single word you said. It's well done.
Well, I appreciate it, man. I won't take up any more of your time. You and Ramona have a good day. Go Tigers!
Thank you, Elliot. It's an excellent job. Call me more often. Yep. Look, I think it's spot on. I think everything you said is spot on. I appreciate what Kelly Bryant did for you. He led you to a college football playoff. He won some games himself. He won the Auburn game himself by his toughness. He rushed for 65 yards in that game. That was the difference. He won that game by himself. There was no offense in that game. Kelly Bryant really had a terrific year given the maturity and overall talent of the weapons around him. Let me give you a little example. Mike Williams got drafted, what was it, the seventh pick of the draft, the Chargers, whatever it was. Deion Kane went in the sixth round. You know, there's a difference there. There's a difference there. And that's what Kelly Bryant was dealing with. And he played an Alabama team that sent 12 people to the NFL draft. And had a totally experienced secondary. And everybody wants to blame Kelly Bryant. Kelly, You know why? It's the same thing I said to Knowles fan when he was talking about the coach and the offensive line. I said it's easier to blame the coach than to blame your whole offensive line. It's easier to target one player than to say we weren't good enough last year. The truth is you weren't good enough last year. That's the truth. You are going to be good enough this year. If you believe that Kelly Bryant can't win a national championship with this team this year, I think you're wrong. I think you're wrong. There's no doubt in my mind Kelly Bryant can win a national title. None. Let's get to Clemson Dad. Clemson Dad, how are you?
Good. How are you, Walt?
Good, Clemson Dad. Appreciate you hanging in there with us.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, I agree with you about Kiffin, man. He's off the chain, but he's a great offensive mind.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's clearly on the rise, and I don't know whether he's going to be leaving Florida Atlantic soon or not, but if a big school comes after him, and I think they will after this season, I think the next one that does is going to be the one that wins the Kiffin lottery. There have been a bunch of fails in it, and I expected him to fail in those other situations, but I think the next school that has the courage, conviction to call his name, I think they're going to be the one that gets rewarded with national title contention.
I love that, the conviction. But, yeah, you're right. I think he'll win a national title somewhere before he retires. I might not live to see it.
I think he will, too. I know it sounds odd, but I think he will, too.
Yep. And you were talking about Miami and Mark Richt earlier. What about, not a lot of kids staying down there in Dade County anymore, and you have to drive 20 miles to get to the stadium from campus. Do you think that has something to play in with them not being as accepted as they are or as good as they are or whatever?
Well, look, I think that the recruiting under Mark Richt looks like it's improved already, and I'm going to give him that.
Okay.
I mean, but what he needs to fix is the talent of the defensive front more than any other element of that program. The distinction between Miami's heyday and Miami now is there just is so little talent up front.
Right.
And that's the area they've got to fix.
I heard you. I texted my open picks in yesterday.
I didn't see it.
Before you went off the air.
I didn't see it. Who do you have?
They're not doing very good, Walt.
Well, hey, look, it's hard to pick one guy to win a golf title. It's a difficult challenge.
Well, I picked Fleetwood as my favorite because he had the course.
All right, Clemson, I got to let you go. And I'm not sure. I guess maybe you said shoot. That's right. You want to get in 654-7627, 654-7627. Randino says, yes, spoiled with a capital S. I mean, there's some of that. No question about it. I mean, you got to remember where you came from. I mean, no one's entitled to win the national championship. And again, I'll say it. I've said it a million times. Taj Boyd called the show yesterday and said the same thing, that Deshaun Watson was not going to beat Alabama last year. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. Quick break. I'll be back.
From the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 1055, The Roar.
It's auction time again. Johnny King Auctioneers returns to the Upper State Fairgrounds behind the Greenville Pick and Speedway on Saturday, July 28th at 8:30 a.m. Selling farm and construction equipment, vehicles, tools, and much more. Anybody can buy or sell. If you wish to sell, call 554-0929. Visit jkauctions.com for all auction info. Bid live or online from anywhere you have a connection. That's